When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there ever like a point where you feel like you at the age is like, damn, I still haven't figured it out? Like, do y'all ever think about?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Every year is my birthday or New Year's. I sit there like when everybody want to celebrate, everybody want to party. I think those are like my most depressing days. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Only because I sit there and reflect on how much I didn't accomplish. This year was the first year I celebrated my birthday, and I was saying I'm gonna be happy for what I do have. But every year before that, I complained. You know, I always felt like, why I'm not here yet? Or why I didn't do this? And why am I procrastinating? I keep asking myself, I look in the mirror, shit, I even remember crying one year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember like not people want to go out New Year's. I'm like, I don't want to. And I always felt like, why the fuck am I celebrating? I ain't do shit.
I think I go through the same thing. Like, you know, like you said, birthdays for men ain't really that significant. For it's like, it's another year. Like, you know how some people might go out and want to celebrate. Or like, and y'all know me. Like, my birthday, I barely pick up
you
the phone.
You gotta force
like,
you know Eli.
Like, yo, like,
you
I
gotta
like, yo,
really
another day.
Force
but I have those same thoughts. It's like, damn, another year on this earth. I'm grateful to be on the earth.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, I could have accomplished more.
I just have a positive outlook on life. Like, waking up is a privilege, bro. Going to work, getting back home is a privilege. A lot of people don't do that shit. Yo, you ever driving down the highway and you see somebody on the side of the road and you're like, damn, how the fuck you get in an accident? That's a privilege to be able to say that, bro. Because you don't know, that couldn't have been that person's fault. Somebody doing some dumb shit, that could have been you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just look at all the positive things that happen throughout the day and appreciate it. Like, so I never get down on nothing, bro. Like, every little progress is still progress in my eyes. So.
Any solutions for the people that have similar thoughts like me and you? What it do, what it do, is your boy Jew, and I'm here with my crew. On my left, we got my boy Eli.
Okay, I thought it was going to be a bar after that or something like that. But listen, man, no book up, but I go by the name of Eli. I feel weird going, like, you know what I mean? Not introducing this show, man. I don't got an IG. Follow us on Daily Rapper Crew, man.
You need to stop slacking,
man. Yo, man, on to the right, I got my boy Ace.
Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful day. What could go wrong? I mean, I guess, but like Lupe said, the show must go on. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay. Go that nigga wrote that.
He's on his Mr. Rogers shit, like, you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all all check out the merch, you know what I'm saying? Support the page. Make sure all y'all follow, like, subscribe. Today, we're not wearing our merch, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's because we're giving a special shout out to Salem. You know what I'm saying? As you can see, to the left and to the right of me. Oh, to the left and to the right of me. Salem is an inclusive collection made to challenge old values while creating new mindsets. You can check out Salem's website at Salem's Creations. That's their YouTube, IG, and their website as well. So make sure y'all show them some support. Shout out to them fellas over there.
And it's kind of clean. I ain't going front. The material clean. Like, you know what I mean? It fit good.
And don't mention, you know what I'm saying? We ain't forget, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the bracelet.
The accessories, you know what I'm saying? Some nice.
Yeah, these beads got a little bit of luck on them. I'm just saying, I was on the court the other day, and I was serving up. I don't know if it was the beads or not. I'm just saying, y'all might want to figure that out.
And y'all know Eli, he get crazy when he gets some beads. If you know what I'm talking about.
First of all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
How's that? Hey, yo, to me.
Yo, don't say no
what
shit.
What you
like
mean,
that.
God? You know how you get crazy.
That's my bro. You telling the story.
I don't know what niggas talking about, man.
Yo, you ain't telling that story.
I don't know
that
what you talking about, my boy.
Oh, okay. Like, you're on TV, so he gets
what Cam said? That was crazy.
That was crazy to me. Yo, let me know in the comments if I was wilding, man. Me?
Yeah, you were definitely wilding out on that one. Like,
yo, you
must, it must be the beads or something. I don't know.
Nobody the beads.
I don't know.
Shout out to Salem, man. For real, Word. Make sure you check out their IG page, YouTube page, Instagram page, all that. The merch page as well. My first topic, all right, is what's the craziest thing you ever did for sex? And, you know, tell us about that story right there, real quick. Who want to go first?
I'll go first, right? Yo, this would bring us back down, like, memory lane, man. This is how the podcast started. It just was us three having these conversations, man. So just to get back, like, to having these conversations with us,
it's kind of weird
not being able to bounce off of the guests and stuff like that. But I'll tell y'all a story, right? So listen, I was talking to this...
Real before you start, is there beads in this story?
Listen, bro, what are you talking about? Like, all
right, continue. Well, I apologize. Y'all, listen, look. Go ahead.
He ain't say no, man.
Listen, man, let me tell you the story, right? I was talking to the shorty, and she was a little crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, and that toxic, she was crazy. Like, you get what I'm saying? So I had to be
What is crazy? Like, part of is that nah, part of being toxic?
It's two different things, like two different characteristics.
Right, so that's a character trait, bro.
You doing with the guests? You doing a whole nother topic because we mentioned we had a conversation real quick because the reason why he's defending himself, people, is because me and Ace also mentioned how he
like toxic women.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know how like skunks give off a scent? Eli could smell a toxic bitch from like a miles away, and he be chasing a tail, literally.
First of all.
Back to your story, yo.
No.
Commercial breakdown. Go back to your story.
That's incorrect. Don't listen to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so anyway, I was talking to Shorty, whatever. So she invited me to her crib or whatever. And so I'm thinking nothing of it. You get what I'm saying? So long story short, because this could go for a minute. She lived in like a place where like, I wouldn't say like an orphanage or nothing like that. It was like something for like troubled kids and stuff like that, right? But I didn't know that. So she snuck me into the crib. I thought that was kind of suspicious, but it was kind of late night. We was all young or whatever. So I was like, all right, whatever. So come to find out there's other like girls there. Like it's like a home for girls or whatever the case is. So I'm like, what the hell?
About to have an orgy?
Nah, it almost. Let me get to that, right? So so she like, oh, I guess the mom or the acting mom or whatever the case that they call it, they must have came home early. So I had to hide on some Kelly hide in the closet type shit.
You do look like that nigga though, but continue.
Nah, that nigga's always fucking ad-libbing my I got you. So, so I had to stay in the closet or whatever the case. She's like, oh, she's about to leave. So she did not leave. So I ended up I had to spend the night there, you know, in the closet, she paused, whatever the case is. So she like, oh, now I got to transfer rooms because her mom be coming and checking the rooms and make sure everything is copacetic. Yeah. So now I'm over here dodging. It's like, I'm playing Metal Gear Solid and shit like that. You know what I mean? I got to hide and shit
so
like
you
that.
You at the door like...
Yeah, so go. So I'm in the other room now. So now this room is full of like other girls her age or whatever the case is. So now I'm sleeping.
They ain't say nothing. They saw you.
They saw me, but they ain't say nothing or whatever the case is. Like, I mean, it was stains, but they ain't snitching
nothing.
Shout
to
like
them,
that.
Man.
So I'm laying on the bed like with Shorty, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. So she's like, you gotta wait till the morning because they got security alarms and all this other crazy shit. I'm like, what kind of shit is that? So I text my mom, like, yo, I'm in some shit. I'll be home in the morning. She was like, whatever, son. You know how my mom is, right? So anyway, moral of the story, me and Shorty, we end up having sex, whatever the case is. Like, even though there was the other girls.
In front of everybody?
It wasn't, the lights is off, so it was like, whatever. So there was another girl in the bed with us. Like,
what?
It was some weird shit, right? So we damn, she sleeps. She's trying to act like she sleeps. She knows she can't sleep. You fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? So, so I'm just like, yo, you might as well just, you already here. You might as well participate. You get what I'm saying? She's like, oh, no, she's acting shy and shit like the other girl. Anyway. That was the craziest shit because I never thought I was going to be in that situation. I got locked in the house. I have to leave until the morning type shit. I didn't get caught, but I think that was kind of... I didn't know it at the time it was going to be crazy because I thought it was some regular shit, but I would say that's probably the craziest shit I ever done.
How'd the other girl look, though?
She was decent.
I don't think I care. You care? In that moment, you blessed with two women in the bed, you think you a kid?
You might be right. You say you were how old?
I was 17, yeah.
I was knocking.
My dick ain't have a conscience back then.
It was whatever at that point.
It's two things I'm going to keep from this story. I'm going to clip it. It was you being in the closet and transformation or some
trick. So you came out the closet.
Something like
bro,
that.
Bro, what's your story?
So you came out the closet, you said?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's your story?
Let me see. I don't remember doing nothing real crazy, but my craziest story with having sex is I went to the shorty crib. She told me her pops is going to be gone. Her pops is a police officer. Like, yo. So she had the little hook on the door, whatever. This is like the piece or whatever. So I hit the door open, but the hook stopped it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like what the, so she come out like, oh, you got cool. Right? So my shoes was like by the couch, right? Because I took my shoes off. So I just got up, went to the room. I forgot my shoes, right? It was right there. So I get to the room. I'm like, oh. So I text her. I'm like, yo, my shoes is out there. She's like, oh, I see it. I'm a hide them, whatever. So she said she hid them behind the couch, whatever. And then she like, yeah, you can just sit on the bed. He don't never come in my room, blah, blah. So I'm like, sit on the bed. I'm not sitting on the bed. And so I went behind, like, she had like a big bed head. So I went behind the big bed head. That way, like, if you just look in, you're not going to see me sitting there, whatever. So I'm sitting there waiting for a nigga to leave, whatever. Next thing you know, I hit a door open. And he come in talking on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck? She said this nigga don't never come in, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Let me guess. You were smiling.
Hell yo, no, I was going to say something about that too. Like, yeah.
Smiling ass nigga.
Nigga, I was shitting bricks, nigga. Like, shout out to the merch. I'm shitting bricks at this point. So I'm like, damn, should I try to crawl under the bed? But I'm like, nah, that might make too much noise. So I'm just sitting there like this. So the nigga walk in the room. He just standing there on the phone. But if you walk all the way in, you go see me right there, right? Mm-hmm. So all I see is the nigga do this. I said, damn. So I have my clothes on. So
Did you smile at that point when y'all locked
nigga,
eyes?
Nigga, there was no smiling, nigga.
Wait, but the only reason he caught you is because you left your veneers on the ground. You ain't say that part. Like,
that never happened to this, buddy. You know what I mean, this is natural. Ladies know this.
Y'all anyway. See how he talk, but like his teeth just be like right there, just not move. Like, go ahead, continue.
Teeth move and shit?
Yeah, your teeth be moving? Yours do because they veneers. They dentures.
I couldn't say the other word, so I just used teeth instead. Because y'all immature, but continue.
We immature? Okay, all right, whatever. So I got up, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, man, as you can see, my clothes is on. I wasn't doing nothing. Nigga smack fire me, bro. I looked down, I'm like, yo,
oh, so
my
that's clothes when your came out.
Nigga said, bam. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So now I swing back.
In uniform?
Yeah, he in uniform at this point. So, I'm like, well, fuck it, nigga. Like, we here. Like, so I swing back, but I miss. So then he tried to hit me again. I grabbed his arm. So now we tussling. So she hit the tussling, come in the room. She like trying to get in between.
Daddy,
she,
no!
But she fucking my shit up now because I can't even see where the nigga arm is coming. So I just see the smack. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, nah, I mean, then we both fall back on the bed. Like, this shit was crazy.
What's going on? Hold up.
Me and the shorty fell back on the bed. She was in between us, nigga.
And who was standing up
I said
up
she
over
was
bed.
In between us, nigga. Y'all didn't betray me. I'm dubbing my story.
I'm just saying he was standing above. He was standing... He was looking
by,
down on y'all.
I'm by the bed.
On the bed. He was looking down on y'all. Y'all two on the bed.
I'm on the bed. I'm standing up. She's in between. When he swung, she fell back, and I fell back on me.
And what was he doing at this time? Looking at y'all on the bed.
He was trying to. He was trying to. This nigga.
Like, all right, let me get to my story because now I got something to remember and clip out of your story. All right. Now
I know your. I think I know your story too.
Stay in your lane, bro. I already know it ain't nothing.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Because he about to say some shit.
Daddy nigga lines a nigga LeBron right. Ball and shit. Like,
oh. So, all right. I'm going to tell you, my story is crazy. Mm-hmm. I could start by the name of the lady. And
you going to start with her name?
Look, because if I say her name, y'all already going to know.
You it was some crazy.
Should I? I mean, could I?
Go ahead.
It's a name that nobody heard before. So when she probably come up after this, her name was.
You should
so you
have
right.
Did that.
I shouldn't have done
it's yeah. Only it's only one on earth.
It's crazy. I ain't going like how you spell that? Like,
but all right, look, man.
Somebody gonna be watching this.
All right, look, the reason why I was a little pussy hungry at this time, you get what I'm saying? It's because I think this was hungry? Like this was like my second partner that I, you know, had sex with. So I'm like, you know what I mean? I had pussy once, twice with the girl I lost my virginity to, but this girl is here and she giving me as much pussy as I wanted. So I was a little thirsty. I ain't gonna hold you. So one day she texts me like, pull up to my crib. My mom's in here. But she couldn't open the door because her neighbor is like her mom's best friend. So she'll hear me walking up the steps because it's like creaky. So I said, all right. So she said, you got to climb the fire escape. One, I'm afraid of heights. Two, I don't think I was like strong enough to pull the fire escape down. I'm just there, like, you know, trying to shimmy the shit down. I climbed on a trash can. It was like a little bit of distance. So it was either like, if I jump, I'ma make it. Or if I jump, I'ma miss it.
But this nigga turned into Tarzan for that pussy. Like,
you know, so, like, but God was on my side, you know, I made it. But then from that point, I'm holding on for dear life. And I'm like, what do I do now? So I'm thinking that, you know, it's gonna drop. I had to pull myself. I ain't gonna front. I go to the gym here and there, but back then I wasn't no pull-up champion. Nigga, I pulled with my dear life like this. Got myself up there. Boom, 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 boom. I finally get to the third floor. Ain't never did no fire escape shit. I never even chilled on a fire escape. Nothing. I'm afraid of heights. So I'm doing all this for some pussy, a piece of pussy. I get to the window. It's her mom's window that you gotta climb in the room to. The room is dark, but remember, she told me her mom wasn't there. I open the window. A nigga grabs me in.
Wait, so you say the nigga pulled you in his room?
That's what I heard. I was like, yo, that's kind of crazy. You know,
all right, look, listen, let's be mature here. The dude,
I know what part I'm a clip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the dude yanks me in the window. Her mom is there. Like, with the sheet on her, I'm thinking butt naked.
So, because the dude was butt naked.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, the mom is right there. The mom smiles and says, oh, I know him. He's okay. But I'm scared for my life at this moment because I don't know this big black nigga. You hear what I'm saying? The nigga just...
Hey, wait, what?
All right, yeah, but he yanks me in the crib. Then she finally lets me into the girl room. And then... I didn't even want to smash no more. I just left. But it's one of my craziest things.
But her mom was okay with you just breaking into their crib, into her room?
No, I mean, her mom always thought I was a nice guy. You know, shout out to moms that be thinking I'm a nice guy.
So why would you do all of this? If the mom was cool, you'd come in there anyway.
We never asked, but when the situation happened, her mom's, clearly she was saving my life because this nigga looked like he killed niggas. You know what I'm saying? So,
for breakfast, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I don't want to play along with that shit, so I'm going to just leave it alone. But this segues to my next topic. Do you think that men put sex ahead of everything?
Of everything?
And if so, why? Because clearly, like, we was willing to, you put your life on the line, that cop could have
murdered you. Definitely could have put out the tools.
You know what I'm saying?
In that nigga crib.
You could have went to jail. It was a whole bunch of women and you out here, you know what I'm saying, creeping in niggas' closets. You know what I'm saying? Me, I could have got shot. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, do you think men prioritize pussy too much? And if so, why?
I mean, I would say in the early stages of life, you know what I mean? When you just getting out there, just getting the experience of what vagina feels like, it's a great feeling. You know what I mean? So you're trying to get some more shit. So I think, yeah, you... Because, you know, people call out of work, you know what I mean, skip school, all kind of shit to go get some pussy. I mean, vice versa. Girls will do that for some dick, too, you know what I mean? So I just think it's whatever's most important to you at that point. I mean, some things trump going to get some sex. Like, you know what I mean, if you got to go do something for your mind, like, nah, I can't do this right now, you know what I mean?
Niggas got excuses for their mama.
I mean, it depends on what it is, though. You know what I mean? I remember I had to go pick up, but that's what I was saying. When I'm growing up now, you know what I mean? So I had to go pick up my mom's, and Shorty was telling me to pull up, and I'm like, nah, I gotta go pick my mom's up. So I couldn't, like, leave her stranded to go get some vagina, you know what I mean? So,
but, all right, in that same scenario, if you was already about to get the pussy, would you still say, I gotta go get my mom.
That's my mom's, bro. Right. Mom over everything.
You seem like a good dude. What about you?
I think men do prioritize sex too much to our detriment, you know, especially, I'm just saying men in general. I think it's a detriment because there tends to be more of a focus on, let me get my body count up so I can have maybe bragging rights or so I can gain XP. Like, this is a fucking RPG game and shit like that. Nigga's trying to level up and shit. You know, I was at that point, obviously, when I was younger. I think now that I have much more discipline you know, women. And that's causing me, that's helping me filter out women better. You know what I mean? Because I'm not tolerating certain behavior. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I just, I could tell you the stories. But I ain't gonna say no stories. Oh, okay. But I, there is much more discipline for me at my age now. Like, I don't tolerate certain behavior. Not even for, like, before I was like, man, I'd probably tolerate this so I go fuck or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I'm not even trying to deal with that. You get what I'm saying? So now more, and that's causing me to be more focused within, you know, me be more disciplined, whether it's me, my fitness and me going to the gym or me being more invested into the podcast. You get what I'm saying? Because, or whatever other endeavors we got going on, I feel like I'm more disciplined now because I'm not solely focused on like, yo, where's my next piece of pussy coming from? Who am I going to fuck this week? Who am I, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really like obsessed with that. Like,
but I at think my that age, comes you know with I mean? If you've been there, done that already. When you're younger, you ain't been there, done that. You just starting out, so it's something.
Yeah,
new.
But that's still a detriment because when you look at other communities, not saying they don't have that same lust, but they are prioritizing other things. Like, yo, let me my academics.
Are they prioritizing?
Yeah, academics.
I don't think that's the case.
School. Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
I think they. Privileged with more opportunities than we are. You know what I mean? So it might look like they prioritizing academics and other things, but that's privilege for them. You know what I mean? We don't have that privilege. So they probably chasing it just as much as us, but they got opportunities at the end of the day. When they finish fucking that pussy, they got that opportunity when they done.
That's because they prioritize those opportunities first. It's like women and black women in our community, they not... Now they are because they're more sexually liberated, but they be more focused on let me get this education.
Who you think we fucking?
Huh?
The same women.
Yeah,
bro.
But what I'm saying is they have much more of a focus on and a discipline on let me get this education. Like, you know, I talk to young men nowadays, their only motivation is to fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't got no, it's not like, yo, let me fuck and go to school, let me fuck and work. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just fucking, that's it. So they can brag to you or brag to their homeboys or how many bodies they got.
But how many young men you speak to?
I'm not saying I speak to all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Because I know some young men that's out here getting it. Like, they got a whip on Toro, making bread, got business card, all that shit. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that it's all our young men that's prioritizing pussy. Yeah, there is some men that's doing that. But I think men of all ethnicities.
I'm not saying they don't prioritize it, but I don't think at the rate as how we prioritize, especially in our culture. Like, I look at Asian men, you think them niggas is prioritizing, but they are prioritizing education and academia. Like,
look, I agree with both of y'all. You make a great point. I was already thinking like what Eli was thinking already. Mm. So we kind of had the same. Even to go to your point, we're the public, you know, as far as like movies, TV show, that's how we're described always thinking horny, like, and then we fucking follow what we see. So, I mean, they don't portray these other groups of men in the same horny-ass nigga mentality. You get what I'm saying? If anything, these other men are portrayed as the guys that the women chase. Mm-hmm. But in reality, they probably chasing some pussy too. I agree with you. You get what I'm saying? So, but, you know, and I would also say that overall, I believe we do prioritize pussy more than... as men, not just as a group, sure. But only because we don't have, like Eli said, we don't have nothing that we look forward to. We don't have no goals. We start making goals in our 30s and 40s, and it, you know, it's nothing wrong with that, but we don't inspire to be something from the womb. So I definitely agree with both of y'all, man. I ain't gonna hold you because I definitely only...
Bro, I know niggas that's buying cars, bro, not because it's a good investment, but because... they might get more bitches because they can't even afford this shit. True. But they know that.
But
that
what Keem is saying, he's saying they don't have to buy a car. They already got the privilege of having a car, so they getting the pussy.
But there's some valid points there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's privilege, bro.
You know, but we're stupid enough to spend our top dollar to go get a BMW, knowing we should have bought a Corolla. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the bump car at the time, or what we could find affordable.
Bro, they say black people spend more money buying Mercedes-Benz than white people, non-black people. That's outrageous, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for what? For status? You know what I mean? Like, what Kanye said, the things we buy to cover up what's inside, like, that's a real thing in our community. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
And we the only people that got to deal with that, though. So, I mean...
You got to deal with what?
Prioritizing like material things to look for status. Like, these other races, they they basically born with status. You know what I mean? They parents giving them companies when they turn 18. They got trust funds and shit like that. We don't got shit like that.
So what's the solution then? What are we suggesting for the next generation of men that's watching us?
It's to build generational wealth. Your goal should be to have something to pass on to your children like these other races are doing.
But what's reachable for them? I mean, we could say the words of start.
Even if you can't do it, get it started. You know what I mean? Like, you can't start a business, but save up some money to get them a head start so they could do that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Teach them things that you learn late in life, earlier in life. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like, you just got to... It's going to be a process, but you got to start somewhere. Somebody got to start it.
I mean, mm-hmm. I think there got to be a mentality change. I think we need to prioritize discipline, like self-discipline. Mm-hmm. We need to prioritize, I'm not saying everybody's built for school or college, but trade or something like mm-hmm. at an early age. So we could tell our young boys, like, listen, life ain't, you know, these rainbows, it ain't sweet mm-hmm. like out here, like, especially as a young man, a black man, or whatever, a man in general. Like, so you have to go out and get it. Like, you know what I mean? And I think we just need to change the mindset, because we could have the generational wealth. We give it to our kids. Sometimes they might just spend that generational. Yeah. Like, you know, they didn't mm-hmm. work hard for it. So it's like, oh, all right, well, you know, I didn't work hard for it. Like, it's nothing like, I'm not saying we can't do that, but I think it also has to come with a mentality thing. That starts with the fathers being more active like they have been, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Being present in their children's lives, teaching them that discipline. Like, hey, I understand they got a mind of his own, but you need to prioritize these other things, because that's going to only get you but so far. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
I would just tell young men that's listening, make short-term goals. I mean, let's not reach for the stars and say, oh, you about to be president. You know, you could have those dreams, but I'm saying make them shorter, where you say, oh, I'm going to fast for 2 weeks straight. I'm going to save up $100 in a month. And yeah, $100 may seem like, oh, I could do more than that. But mm-hmm. let's start somewhere low where the expectation isn't high for you.
I got a different mindset when it comes to stuff like that.
What you mean?
Like, I'm more the shoot for the moon. If you miss, you land on the stars type shit. So you saying save $100. Mm-hmm. I say you want to save $1,000. That way you save $300. So maybe you ain't hit that $1,000, but now you got $300.
That may be discouraging for some
that's
people.
That's good, and that might be good. You keep doing that, it's going to add up.
Now, I want to make a... Well, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. Mm-hmm. I want to make a situation
I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I want it to be reachable where they can say, okay, I did the 100, mm-hmm. now I'm going to make it 500. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I think if we make our goals so reachable that we find them easy, that we can accomplish more. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it so high and that we pressure ourselves and that we give up. You know,
but, I mean, different routes to the same goal at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You say, oh, you don't want to be president. Mm-hmm. Go try to be president. You might become a lawyer instead. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Reach for the moon. Hey, you might miss and land on the star.
Yeah. All right. That actually goes to my next topic, because, you know, it's all about knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. So speaking to you guys, mm-hmm. I think you could kind of like tell who somebody else is when you're around them. But you yourself, do you know who you are? And when you describe yourself, do you think the world perception of you is the same?
This nigga got the good question. We had one episode of Wolf. Now this nigga
I was right. By the way, I want to shout out to Wolf, because Wolf has suggested that we do an episode with just us. And I started writing a little few topics here and there. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wolf.
Shout out to Wolf, man.
Yeah, shout out to
Halfway up. Go check him out.
Repeat the question again.
Okay, do you know who you are, mm-hmm. and do you think the world has the same perception as your description of yourself?
I think I'm starting to understand who I am and what I value. You know, at my age, it took me long enough, but I feel like I have a sense of purpose, and that's another thing too that I'm very, you know, I want to be very like intentional about with our young boys is having purpose, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because a lot of them don't have purpose, or their purpose might be getting pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, mm-hmm. I need some actual obtainable purpose that they could build towards, like you said, the goals, like you said, the long-term goals, whatever the case is. I think for me personally, I am very big on the unity in the black community. Mm-hmm. And ultimately just black, like globally and stuff like that. But I'm the type of person like, I know we have Umar is a Pan-African. He's just globally wants to talk about African people, which is understandable. But I'm like, you know, I need to focus on what's going on in America first, me personally, before I could really go out and try to, you know, build this bridge. And, you know, some people might say that might be flawed. Maybe we should start out together. But I feel like you got to, like you said, micro, cut it down to micros that way you conquer this first. And then, all right, once we got this established, then we can go over here, we go over there. So I'm more like, I want to see more black families. I want to see more black fathers.
But you saying what you want to see. But I want to know.
No, I'm saying that's, I think that's part of my identity now. Like, okay, that's why I'm so passionate about these topics or whatever the case is. You know, I'm big on the black image. I think for me personally, I want to see black males' image be better and as far as in society and stuff like that. So I think when people look at me, you know, especially the women, you know what I mean? They might come off, oh, he just hate black women and this, that, and the third. But I'm actually, I love black women and I'm very passionate about black women, just like I'm passionate about black men. And it might not come off that way because obviously I got to, you know what I mean, portray a certain, you know, persona on the show. Like, you know what I mean? But no, I think that's who I am. Like, that's who I'm starting to understand, like, who I want to become in life now.
But like, you also would feel like people wouldn't agree with what you think you are.
I'm not sure what people outside of the women that might say I hate black women, but like, I'm not sure what people would think, because I don't think I'm as vocal about it. Like, I'm not on social media. I don't even have my own social media. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which is coming, by the way. But, you know, so I don't know if people really say that. I'm just saying, I have been saying that for a minute. But I'm not as open like that, you know, to talk about. People don't really get to know me outside of my closest friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even think they ask those type of questions. Like, that might be the first time outside of when we was on Whip Show, somebody actually asked me, yo, what do you, you know, what's a purpose, a passion that you have, or what do you identify? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure what people would say about it. I'm curious to see what they would say. Yeah.
What about you, Ace?
Repeat the question one more time.
Do I know? He sounded like he was about to say it. Like, you know what I mean?
I know who I am, right?
Yeah, do you know who you are? Uh-huh. And do you think people would have the same description that you have of yourself would perceive you as the same?
At the age I'm at right now, I think I've come to a place where I'm comfortable with myself, and I definitely know who I am and who I want to be when it's all said and done. As far as what people think about me, I think pretty much my persona is what is perceived to be. Like, I'm cool, laid back. Like, anybody that's encountered or interacted with me would say, oh yeah, you're a cool laid back guy, and like, nothing don't really bother you, you always smiling and shit like that. So it's like, I'm like,
also it ain't me.
Keem is the only nigga I know to answer questions without answering the question. The niggas be saying a whole bunch of nothing, like, you know what I'm saying? They say, yeah, I am who I am and people know who I am. Like, I'm like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't say nothing. Like, I'm comfortable with myself. What the fuck does that mean? Like,
yeah, it's all my answer.
The folks want a better answer. That's what they just tweeted me now.
Oh, they just tweeted me? On your IG?
After the show.
On your IG, you got a DM and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
See, that just like when we was on Woo Show, like, on top of the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's that mean?
Top of the
like,
world,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, yo.
That is true. That is
true. Vague answers, though. I mean, and I'm a mystery. That's what I am, man. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm honestly say, I don't think I know who I truly am. Like, I know I'm a man. I know what I do for other people, and I know what people's perception of me is. Like, you know, before it used to be that I was like a person that thought I was better than people. Like, people always got that, you know what I mean? Or said that about me, you know what I'm saying? Or think I was, I think people just either thought I was better. They had so much expectations for me, or they thought I was better than them. I ain't get no middle ground. So, I honestly understand what I do for other people, but I don't know what I do for myself. And sometimes I sit there and I be trying to think, like, what am I supposed to really, like, what am I really supposed to be doing? Like, I've done a few different things, like, trying to find my real true passion. Right. And I love doing this, you know, talking to people and expressing myself, but sometimes I don't know. Like, me being a father, I did say that, you know, but that's what I have to do. You get what I'm saying? I don't know what's my true calling in this world. But, you know, maybe I will find it. I'm not, like, sad or nothing like that. I feel like I'm so strong and willing to find it. But I can't say that I have, like, a definite answer today.
I mean, but that's part of the process, enjoying the journey to getting there, you know what I mean? Like, that might be where you're supposed to be in life right now. Like, just enjoying the process and finding what you're supposed to do. Like,
Is there ever like a point where you feel like you at the age, it's like, damn, I still haven't figured it out? Like, do y'all ever think about
this? I'm gonna be honest with you. Every year is my birthday or New Year's. I sit there, like when everybody wanna celebrate, everybody wanna party. I think those are like my most depressing days. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Only because I sit there and reflect on how much I didn't accomplish. This year was the first year I celebrated my birthday and I was saying, I'm gonna be happy for what I do have. But every year before that, I complained. I always felt like, why I'm not here yet? Or why I didn't do this? And why am I procrastinating? I keep asking myself, I look in the mirror, shit, I even remember crying one year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember like not, people wanna go out New Year's. I'm like, I don't want to. And I always felt like, why the fuck am I celebrating? I ain't do shit. You get what I'm saying? So I think, you know, I do enjoy life and being here, but it took me a hard time to celebrate those moments.
That's deep, man. Like, I think I go through the same thing. Like, you know, like you said, birthdays for men ain't really that significant. For it's like, oh, this is another year. Like, you know how some people might go out and want to celebrate. Or like, and y'all know me. Like, my birthday, I barely pick up the phone.
You got to force
like,
you know Eli. Like,
yo. Like, you got to really another day. Force but I have those same thoughts. It's like, damn, another year on this earth. I'm grateful to be on the earth.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, I could have accomplished more. Or it just, every new year, I try to put these goals out. And, you know, the last couple of years, especially for the podcast and just individual goals, we have accomplished it. I know, you know, obviously our fitness, you know what I mean? That's something me and Drew talk about all the time.
Shit, like, all the time, facts.
We get there and then we lose it and then we get there again. It's like an on and off thing. But it's something that me and Drew constantly talk about. Like, we try to motivate each other. Like, yo, I got this fast. And we are trying, now we're doing some fasting shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Niggas about to take one. You know how they be having those take a pill risks? And you will be like, oh, try this shit.
Yeah. Right. Like, the other week, Drew was talking about him getting a BBL. I'm like, bro, just do it naturally.
I
don't
want to be like you, my nigga. Like, I don't want to be like
just do it naturally,
you.
My brother. Like, you know what I mean? But nah, but serious, like, I think I do share those same sentiments.
Yeah. What about
I
you,
think we all been there. I got a different outlook. Like, I have a very optimistic attitude. Like, I don't look at the negative side of things. I look at the positive side. So rather than what I didn't do this year, I look at what I did do this year. You know what I mean? So even though we didn't get to where we wanted to do, I'll be happy that we...
Like I said, at least I brushed my teeth today.
And these shit's just sparkling. And I just walked down the street and the girl said, God damn, them teeth is nice. Like, oh, shout out to you. You know what I mean?
Nigga said, shout out to you.
So I just have a positive outlook on life. Like, waking up is a privilege, bro. Going to work, getting back home is a privilege. A lot of people don't do that shit. Yo, you ever... driving down the highway and you see somebody on the side of the road and you're like, damn, how the fuck you get in an accident? That's a privilege to be able to say that, bro. Because you don't know, that couldn't have been that person's fault. Somebody doing some dumb shit, that could have been you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just look at all the positive things that happen throughout the day and appreciate it. Like, so I never get down on nothing, bro. Like, every little progress is still progress in my eyes.
Any solutions for the people that have similar thoughts like me and you?
I think it's good to surround yourself. You know, I'm grateful to have a group of a small circle that I'm not even like, I have friends, but these are like, you know, my circle is small. Yeah. Like, even with my family, like, these are people that I know I could count on. Yeah. So having people that you could count on, that you could talk to about things. You know, we all had times we talked to each other on some personal shit, like on, not even on some serious shit, not even joking around. You know, we're joking around a lot.
Yeah.
And just to have that, you know, that circle. When you are feeling down and depressed, because there's a lot of shit that, you know, we don't talk about it a lot, but men go through a lot in society and we've been taught to like either filter it or be stoic about it or not show any emotions. And I think that obviously hinders us from actually having real progress. You know what I mean? Personal progress, individual progress. I think just having a close circle that you could trust and be able to share, you know, times when you're going through it. Like, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I just would say appreciate the little things, man. Like, Don't always look at what you don't got. Be grateful for what you do got. That's some cold shit, you know what I mean? Just be grateful for the little things, man.
This nigga some riddle ass nigga.
It's part of the mission. I thought you were gonna say some cheesy shit like, yo, just keep on smiling. Like, that's some dumb shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
For the people that don't have circles, I just wanna let people know it's okay to be upset. It's okay to have different emotions. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna be happy every day of your life. And if you are, you're a lucky motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? The richest people, do the craziest shit as well. So don't think you're alone in this world. I go through it, you go through it, they go through it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get me wrong. In real talk, like, honestly, I know we be getting tons of DMs. But if y'all ever feel like y'all need to share a personal story, y'all want advice, yo, shoot us a DM. I mean, we're going to do our best. We get a lot of DMs. I ain't gonna hold you. We're going to do our best to try to get back to you. Right. I remember there was a couple of people that had, you know, messaged us and they had their personal stories. And I, you know, we
I get a lot of advice. DMs and I try to answer every last one of them.
Yeah. I got to go on my request. But, damn, I forgot what I was going to say. Next time.
But make sure y'all like, y'all subscribe, join the membership, get the merch, dailywrapupcrew.co. You know what I'm saying? And also and check
out the
show. Get that Salem, you know what I'm saying? Salem collection. My next topic is the big three the next big thing in sports and what's preventing it from being successful? You think, what do you think?
The next big thing in sports. I like the fact that the big three is black owned. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cube. Yo, Cube, we've been trying to hit you up, man. You got a lot on the show. Like,
That's why I made this topic. I want Cube to watch this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Tag Cube in the comments, man.
I don't even know if I want to take it there. But I think that black celebrities should support more black media outlets. Like, you know what I mean? I know it's easy to go on the bigger outlets, the whiter outlets, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Talking to you, Drake. But, you know, I think that people should go and embrace the culture and try to, I mean, it's a keep it a buck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even Cube, too. I fuck with Cube. I've seen you doing a lot of press runs with these.
You hurting us right now, man.
I'm just saying, like, you got to keep it a buck. Like,
I'm going to save it for behind the scenes, but he's right, and we're going to talk about it.
But just the big three, I like where it's going. Unfortunately, it does seem like the NBA is an obstacle for them. I know Cube has expressed that. Mm-hmm. The NBA is probably looking at it as competition outside of the NCAA. They don't really have competition, I mean, outside of international and stuff like that, but that doesn't go on during the regular season. Neither does the big three, which is weird that they are fighting back against it so much. Maybe because they're using ex-NBA players. I don't know, but they're retired. So it's like, why do you care? So I think the NBA is an obstacle. I hope that, you know, more retired people, retired NBA athletes do come and support it. Like, you know what I mean?
Why has to be retired? We just seen in London today, didn't Jaylen Brown play? He played in London for the All-Star game.
Well, because I'm pretty sure them. It might be like a conflict of interest. I don't know the clauses in the contract. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, whether it is or it's not, first of all, shout out to Jaylen Brown. He got the biggest contract in the NBA. And the first thing he said he's going to do with his bread is help build, you know, black people up with that bread. He said he's willing to spend some of his bread to, you know, uplift our black people. And not only did he have to spend a dollar, he showed it. He literally just showed us by going on a platform deemed against where he's from that organization. And like, I don't want to put like so much attention to it, but that's a fucking sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like, he just got this big contract. They could take that shit away from him, or they could find stipulation. They could bench him. You know, that could hinder his career. You see how even Ice Cube talks about how it will affect, you know, that's why nobody wants to, he's trying to sell the teams. I heard him mention like how you want to sell the teams. Jaylen Brown playing there, whether it's an All-Star game, being in the audience shows that he believes in black businesses. You know what I'm saying? Having a career today, an athlete, the top paid athlete at that, speaks volumes on how much he's trying to show us black. That shit motivated me. You know what I'm saying? It makes me want to reach out to other young black podcasters or whatever where we, you know what I mean? A lot of people look at us like, yo, we the biggest,
biggest podcast in New York.
You know what I'm saying? So, It made me feel like, yo, why shouldn't we? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that goes to the point where Kyrie has said a couple of years ago about, yo, we should start our own league. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think people understood exactly what Kyrie was trying to say, but they didn't have the guts to like really stand beside him and be like, no, I agree. Like, you know, if all of the NBA players, obviously it's 90% black people in the NBA or in the NFL, like, you know what I'm saying? If they all put their money together and start their own league, I'm pretty sure it'll be successful. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's going to be a slow start because they have to build up those resources. But then,
that might be the reason the NBA is so nervous about what Q doing with this big three league, because that might be the start of something bigger. You know what I mean? Because that could easily turn into, extending the season, you getting owners now, you getting sponsors, and it's just growing and growing. Now that might be competition. So they might be looking ahead.
But he offered them some ownership. So if I'm offering you ownership,
why would I take percentage of what you're doing when I could just crush you and then have the monopoly?
Yeah, which is true, but you say, and look, I'm not trying to shit on NBA. NBA gave me goals and dreams as a kid. You want to either meet a player or be that player. Right. You get what I'm saying? But ultimately, like, back to what Kyrie's saying, you know what I mean? Like, why? Predominantly, all the players are black. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Well, I would say about, 5% is not, you know, 10% maybe.
5 to 10.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Around there. So you saying, I heard Isaiah Thomas, not IT from the Celtics, the one from Detroit, old school.
The old school.
He had also a basketball association at one point, and I believe they bought it. So he couldn't, you know, inspired to do more. I'm not sure what all the information is, but it just seems like they would paint Black Lives Matter. But of course, if that's where all your money's coming from, you got to do all the publications. Yeah, but do you really care about us black people growing? There's only one black basketball owner, Michael Jordan, which he no longer owns it. There's no real, like, it's groups of black men, I guess, that they have as coaches, but do they want black men in leadership roles?
That's still employees at the end of the day.
Yeah, but again, you think it's not in a best interest to lose their business because they want to support black people. Like, you know, business is
what, selling us?
No, their business is the NBA. Like, so you're saying like they should support, like they're gonna lose, they don't want to lose their business like by being supportive like
if
that.
You,
like, you know,
if
mean?
You have a partnership, wouldn't you?
They a not partnership play, could be valid. Yeah, I'm not saying that, but
that's what Cube is offering.
Yeah, I mean,
he's playing in the season where they're not playing anything.
I hear
that.
You.
That doesn't.
But I think looking to the future, because you already got players like Kyrie saying, "Oh, we should start our own league." Cube doing it now. If it's already in people's ear, and you see it festering, you going to stomp on it.
Look, the Drew League could get the NBA players to play. They could monetize off that. They could partner with them. Because they know that they don't got the money back in.
Exactly.
So you want to, you know, do this to the one man that, I guess, who's willing to offer you partnership. You get it for free.
I don't think you're getting it, bro.
I don't see nothing wrong.
They don't want competition. If I'm a monopoly, is nobody fucking with me? I want to keep it that way, bro. I don't want no competition. Nothing's going to fuck up my money now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, bro. If I can see it festering and I can get rid of it now, that's what I'm gonna do. So that I believe that's what they're doing them, because there's no other reason. Like you said, their season is after their season. They're using retired players. There's nothing that's interfering with the NBA. So why they won't help them?
And it could be another thing where other professional leagues in America looking at the NBA like, yo, y'all got to get them under control, because if athletes can see that this could be possible in the NBA, they have a big three. What's stopping them, the NFL, somebody doing it in the NFL and then having, like, you know, their own league? Like, you get what I'm saying? Or hockey or baseball, whatever.
What's that league where they, like, I don't know. I don't want to say
they got and football right now, they got the XFL.
No, it's a league that's out of America that they be paying, like, the players, like, almost damn near billions.
Basketball?
Well, they had like soccer and other stuff, but they were talking about they was going to invest in doing basketball. No, they do soccer now, but I'm saying they.
You talking about the
because I don't know the name of the group, so I don't.
I think I know you're talking about. It's a company. I was going to talk about that too. It's a company, I think, in the. I think like Dubai or one.
That's exactly.
I think they have brought the competition of the PGA. And which is a golf league.
Yeah.
And they wanted to buy or have a part in the PGA. The PGA said no. So they went out and brought basically the competitor to the PGA, and it was offering the big names over there large money to come and play for their league, to the point where the PGA had to come in and be like, you know what? All right, we'll let you. They end up buying their league, and then ultimately now they got a percentage. Like, you get what I'm saying?
But that's the same thing, bro. They want to stomp on them until they couldn't no more. You see what I'm saying? As soon as they see that they can't no more, now we can talk business. So that's what Cube would have to do. They would have to get big to the point where you can't ignore them. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah, that's
I
fair.
Mean, so as black people, we got to show support.
Yeah, definitely got
we
support.
We got to start going to these big three games, you know, you know, tagging them, reposting them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Shout out to Cube, man. To pull up on the show, man.
That's it for my topics, man. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, share, repost. Yo, we need y'all to share, repost. Buy the merch, dailywrapupcrew.co. Get the shirt, wear it, take a picture in it, tag us. Word. You know what I'm saying? We're going to repost and share that with love. You know what I'm saying?
And if y'all want to see more episodes like this where it's just us and we just having honest conversation or dialogues, and maybe y'all got some suggestions on some topics that we should just talk about. I know you putting up the music polls and y'all seem to be, you know, fuck with the music topics. I don't have to dive into that. Like, you know what I mean? So appreciate y'all for tuning in. Comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Cop the veneers, dailyrapcrew.co, 15% off. You type code ACE.
And our special shout out. You know what I mean? Y'all see the merch. Make sure y'all cop it.
Shout out to Sailor.
We're going to put the link in the bio and all that. So make sure y'all following us. Add me on the gram and Ace on the gram. Podcast_Jew.
Ace the Go 24.
And Eli going to get a fake ass page. All right.
Yeah, he got to do something. Right, yeah, I mean, yo, put a one in the chat if Eli should make IG, man.
Yeah, it's
going to
get there eventually. Like, yo. Nigga been saying that for like 5 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
We're done.
Oh, damn. Okay, I was
going to
ask y'all one question.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
Oh, you got the phone out, man.
Yeah,
no,
I just wanted to ask something real quick.
All right.
I don't know if I asked y'all this on the pod, but I'm going to ask you again because I just feel like I'm going to get a different answer this time. Mm-hmm. For all of you personally, when did you know that this Daily Rapper Crew shit was real?
Oh, we might have to pay Wolf to come up with some questions. Oh, man.
What we knew it was real.
When did you know? When, like, for you personally, did you know, like, damn, I'm, like, building something. Like, this shit.
You know what it is? For me, it was when we was out in public and people was actually starting to recognize us, you know what I mean? And saying, yo, why Eli? Like, yo, you why Eli, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm Eli. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, me and Ju be at the gym or something. Like, you know, we was at the gym the other day and people were just like, yo, y'all from the, you know, I watch y'all podcast all the time. So that's why I was like, all right, we really making some type of progress. So, you know what I mean? So.
What's yours?
I would say when I knew it was real, it was when my sister came to me like, yo, y'all big out here. Like, mind you, my sister's a hater, bro. Like, yo, my sister's a big fucking hater, bro.
Shout out to your sister, man.
Like, she don't ever want to give me props for nothing. Like, I could cook something and it tastes good. She'd be like, it's all right. It's all right. Like, she would never give you props for nothing.
Toughest critic.
Yeah. So what she say, yo, y'all out here. Like, so I was like, oh, word. Like, you know what I mean? So that's when it really hit me. Like, yeah, we do it.
Shout out to your sister, man.
Yo, y'all shouting out each other's sisters.
Don't, I'm just saying, shout out to your sister. Like,
don't shout out none of mine. Don't shout out none of mine.
As long as you stay quiet, man. But shout out to your sister.
Okay. I think I got a few moments, right? One that was really particularly special to me was when me and my daughter, we was like on a, you know, a daddy-daughter day or whatever. And we were walking and this dude and like his, like, I guess his lady or whatever, he comes up to me. He's like, yo, you the guy from the podcast, right? Mm. So my house, I always be feeling like I'm the boss and shit, you know, talking my shit about my podcast. But my daughter, for her to be like, she's like, yo, like, daddy, we famous? So I say, we ain't famous. So, but her rebuttal, because she's a smart ass. So she's like, well, we ain't that famous because we still not rich. She did get me back. But I said, we not rich yet. But I said, it's only one in two people that notices in the store. But once the whole store noticed me, that means we're rich. Thanks. So that was one of the moments. And my cousin had hit me up. From Atlanta, and she says she went in her friend crib and her friends was watching us and she was telling them, oh, that's my cousin. And they was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. And then she had like called me like, yo, I was telling them this is you my cousin. I'm like, yeah. And they was like, that ain't that nigga. And then she FaceTimed me and then he's like, oh, that's that nigga. Like, man.
Knows anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to you.
I used to do after school in Queens, whatever. So I used to work with these kids. So this one of the kids had DM'd in and she was like, yo, my boyfriend don't believe that you used to work at our school, whatever, right? He's like, yeah, he watch your podcast. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm telling him I know you. I used to work there, blah, blah. She was like, yeah, I'm about to screenshot this and send it to her. So then she sent it to him and then she sent the screenshot. And he was like, yo, you know Ace the Go. Like, I was like, yo, that's crazy, bro. So I had a few of the moments.
Definitely. I get them a lot more now. People stopping me on the highway.
On the highway.
On no, not the highway. What's that? Atlantic Avenue. Eastern Parkway. Yeah, like, there's three laners. You get what I'm saying?
I mean,
how the hell you see me driving? You get what I'm
that
saying?
That shit happened to me one time. I'm like, ain't no way. You go, yo, you for the podcast? I'm like, mm-hmm.
That's good. Roll the window down.
When I was in, I was telling Eli, when I was in California, we was driving around the Tesla. Yeah. Tesla, it's a big ass screen in the middle. So I was listening to Spotify the whole time, and then I needed to charge it. So I was like, damn, it take like 40 minutes to charge it. So I put on YouTube, bro. Mm-hmm. I promise you, the first video, I got the picture. Yeah. The first video that popped up on YouTube was Daily Rap Up Crew. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
Wasn't nobody signed in on it or nothing. I hadn't signed in on it or nothing. So it was no algorithm for it to pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the first video.
I said some niggas gonna be, some niggas about to try this shit right here. Put some fire on for the niggas.
They don't fuck with this. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yo, that's lit.
What's up, though? Like, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, and now, one more moment that really hit me. When we was on a live, and somebody called in, I think from, like, Africa, bro.
He said I stayed up because it was a different time.
Yeah, because it was a different time zone. Yeah. And he's like, yo, tune in from, I forgot where he said in Africa, but shout out to Africa. And I was like, yo, we got people watching this in Africa.
Y'all got it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got it,
bro. Crazy, bro.
Y'all got it.
Like, yeah,
I mean, my first 1,000 views was from y'all episode. Like, easy. Like, it hit like 1,000 views in like 2 days. I was like, shit, this is crazy. This is crazy.
We need that shit to get 10,000.
Right.
Watching.
I be watching that shit. Yo, I be finding myself just be watching that shit. Like, yo, this shit was actually decent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's dope how you put that together. And great question, man. Yo, you might have to pay for some questions.
No, nah, y'all got a dope brotherhood. I just wanted that. I needed that brotherhood answer to hear from all of y'all individually. You know, I knew it was in there type shit.
Appreciate you, man.